Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinwade podcast. We're in the car at the beach and it's early on Monday morning. Broccoli.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could help us out. Why has there been no podcasts?
We haven't done it.
haven't fitted it in. Yeah. Broccoli, your life, compared to most people when they can't fit it in, it's like not even worth comparing.
Nah. Well, we say we're going to do it on the Wednesdays, but then Wednesdays usually have our busiest day. Maybe we should just do it on any day.
Any day?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Do most people do podcasts once a week or every day? Or
some people do them every day, but then that's really too much. That's the only type of content they really do, podcasts.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Maybe we could do, if we have an idea, do one.
Yeah.
Or a couple of weeks. We can't even do one a week at the moment.
No, but it's because we kind of allocate a day and then that day gets away from us, so we should just do it any day.
Yeah.
And then maybe, yeah.
Mm. Well, considering you work at snail's pace and
the day gets away from you.
Anyway, that's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah.
You actually had a great idea for this podcast, which I think we'll run with.
Sweet.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it's about school graduation.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of an important time at the moment, with especially if people have got kids. So Phoenix just graduated this year.
Yeah.
So funny, a quick little story before we start. So he said, "Dad, can you come to graduation?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'll be there."
Yeah.
So he goes, "Yeah, get there at 8:30. So I'm like, "Okay, cool." And he didn't say how long it would go for, nothing. I've never had a kid go through year 12 before. So Jackson left in year 10, Paris left in year 11, Phoenix went through to year 12. And so I made my first appointment for 9:30. I thought it'd go for about an hour.
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, you just got to come and we just get a thing and then go again." I'm like, "Okay, cool." So anyway, after an hour, we weren't even a fifth of the way through it. The teachers are giving these long-winded speeches. Like, I was standing at the back of the room. And I was like going, "Oh my goodness, these teachers are like going on and on and on about all this stuff." And then we hadn't even nearly got to any part of the thing yet. It was 9:30. My first appointment was 9:30. And then 10 o'clock came and then 10:30 came. So I'm on my phone moving all these appointments around, doing all this sort of stuff. And I didn't get out of there for hours.
Mm.
Phoenix didn't, like, all he did was went up on stage and got one certificate, that's it. And right at the end, because he's Steinwade, you know how they call the whole thing?
Yeah, so
the
true.
Last at the end. So anyway, and then he says to me later, "Oh, you were just on the phone the whole time."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Yeah, moving appointments around, that because you said to me, I'd just come in and we'll get a certificate and go again." I was like, bloody hell. Anyway, nothing to do with
what they go for so long.
Yeah, they do go for so long.
Brothers.
Yeah. So school graduation's interesting time. So it's like a phase in life. Finish. You graduated, didn't you, at one point?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you finish. Exciting. I could tell all those kids were super excited. If you think about the energy of that, it's like, wow, what are we going to do now?
You know, pretty much.
Uni. Going out in a trade or going to be an athlete or all this sort of stuff. What would be the energy that they'd be having at the moment?
Excitement and nerves, anxious sometimes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Think about the energy of expansion, which it really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the energy of, like, what's possible. You know, what is really possible? They put in all this work, you get to year 12, and then it's like, wow, what's possible? And they'd be so pumped, like you said, excited. And it's like, some of us get to, like, there's some people listening to this at the moment that are 50, say.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever heard the saying, "What if I could live my life over?" You know, when people go, "If I could live my life over, this is what I would do."
Yeah.
Do you find that interesting?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Like, why do they say that?
Probably because they don't like their life now.
Don't like it, could have made different decisions, all this sort of stuff. But you can. You actually can. So it's like today, so if you weren't happy with your life, so for them, graduation, they get to year 12, they go through the ceremony, and that's it. Boom. So what does that mean? It's a line in the sand. They've got time.
Yeah.
Because they're younger. But they can start designing their life. Why can't we do that now?
Well, we can.
We can.
Yeah.
So don't you think it's a funny thing if I could live my life over? Like, I actually love the life I'm living.
Yeah. Well, I suppose now it's like when you're older, you've got more responsibilities. They don't have many responsibilities at the moment. They're like starting fresh.
So how do you change that, though? But think about that. They don't have much responsibilities, but they don't have a lot of resources usually either.
Yeah, that's true.
So when you're older, you've got more resources to change and design and whatever. Like, I reckon the greatest disappointment in life is to not do anything about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, school graduation is like, yeah, pumped. But it isn't every day like that. Like, isn't every day a bit like, what can I do?
Mm.
Like, what can I create? Where can my life expand to? And I think it's, like, even more exciting now. Like, at, you know, we're building a 31-minute part to what we do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm super pumped with that. And then super pumped what comes from that. And super pumped. And so I could just sell real estate.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, cool. But I reckon life's got way more potential than that.
So, like, live life as if you're graduating every day.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Why can't you?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I sort of do. I'm like, okay, what now? So let's say you're in a job and you're listening to this going, oh, hang on, this is resonating with me. I really don't want to be where I'm at. Have you ever met one person that's been super brave about their life and it hasn't worked out?
Not that I can think of, no.
Have you heard about many people that have done something about their life and it's actually ended up in an amazing place?
Yeah.
There is massive reward to bravery.
Yeah.
I'm not saying be stupid, go quit your job and do all this. Like Robin Sharma, he was a solicitor, very successful, but one day he was in there going, this doesn't fulfill me. And he went out and created his what he's got now. Like, if you don't know Robin Sharma, look him up. He's great. Like, he's written books and he's done stuff and whatever. Do you know Pia Mulick? You might be able to... Well, it's a podcast.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
But Pia Mulick was... she's really attractive. Mm-hmm. Is that camera even straight?
Yeah.
She's really attractive. And
it's the chick, isn't it?
She was a lawyer, like, in law school.
Yeah.
And then she went, no, I want to be an Instagrammer.
Yeah.
And she went and followed her thing. So at some point in time in their life, they graduated again. So life is a bit like... No one... Look, I'm getting a bit passionate right now. Yeah. But it's like,
that's good.
But nobody is actually making you do anything. Like, and sometimes we put this jail cell around ourselves. Mm. We have to be here. We have to do this. We need this amount of money. We need this and that. If I had no money and had to live over there, you can't see it right now, but live over there in that cave at the beach. We're at the beach right now.
Yeah.
Live over, and what is it? 6 o'clock in the morning? Or whatever it is. 6:20. So if I had to live over there in that cave, I would actually get by.
You just develop it. You adapt to living in that.
You adapt. You start catching fish. Yeah. You go to a restaurant and eat people's leftover food if you had to. You live in that cave and you would start from there. And you would probably end up successful because your desire would be so strong. You'd work out the next bit. So you know when people go, oh, it's Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day today.
What's Groundhog Day mean?
Groundhog Day, same thing, boring thing, over. You ever seen the movie Groundhog Day?
No.
Same thing over and over again. And people complain about it. It's Groundhog Day. Stop doing Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lady that came to 31 Minutes. Well, there's a few of them actually, Rach, Monica, and Justine. So Monica, she put on her Instagram yesterday. She's lost 5 kilos, but just by doing 31 Minutes. So before that, she was not really doing too much, and she put on a thing. Big, think about it, right? What did women hate talking about?
Weight.
Yeah. And?
I don't know.
And age.
Age, oh yeah.
You ask a woman how old they are, and they go, that's a bit rude.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yep. Or weight.
Yeah.
You would probably wouldn't be game enough to say, how much do you weigh?
Yeah, no.
But Monica put herself right out there. She just posted on the weekend, 106 kilos, I think she's lost 5 kilos.
Yeah.
She doesn't know any of us. So we put on the 31-minute free session.
Yeah.
She turns up.
Yeah.
She put on a post before coming that she's not a morning person. She's holding the camera going, I'm not a morning person, blah, blah, blah. So she's got up in her pajamas, got changed, come down to the Haven, met a group of people she does not know.
Yeah.
And she's on a serious weight loss focus health program at the moment. So she wasn't the fastest one in the group, I can tell you that right now. Is that going to take 10 out of 10 bravery?
Mm-hmm.
10 out of 10?
Yeah.
She did every single exercise. She ran up the skillion at the end. Everyone was clapping her, applauding her. Did she graduate?
Yeah, that's
it. Is that a new graduation day?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. At some point, she came up to me in the park. I was in the park a few weeks back, she tapped me on the shoulder, said, "Hi, I'm Monica, I follow you on Instagram. 31 minutes I've been doing it." I was like, "Monica, how are you going?" She goes, "This has held me back." She pointed to her body and she said, "This has held me back, but it's not going to anymore." Mm. And she's posted the weight scale, 106 kilos, on Instagram and put it out there.
Yeah.
Now, is she like taking control of her life right now?
Yes.
Yeah. Could she be at home complaining about stuff?
Yes.
The other quick thing I want to talk about today is old people. You know what really amazes me about old people? When they can't walk properly and they're like, they're like shuffling through places and cranky and all this. I always think to myself, why don't they actually exercise?
Mm.
Yeah. You know, like, why don't they use that time and get out there and make themselves more flexible and make themselves... Because there's only a benefit from that proactivity.
Yeah.
So I want people to think about today, are you prepared to graduate again? If you're not liking life, or if you're not liking something about it, what about seeing today as a new graduation? Use Monica as a inspiration for that. Nothing average can come from taking a step out and saying, hang on, I'm going to change my life.
Yeah.
I'm going to change the decisions I'm going to make today for a different result. What do you think, Broccoli?
So that's 100%.
100%?
I think that's right, yeah.
I reckon we'll finish it on this. I reckon it would be super sad to leave school with all the excitement in the world, all the expansion energy happening, all that feeling of openness, and not live life to your full potential.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's even sadder when you're actually living life, doesn't matter what age you are, and you're unhappy with the results you've achieved so far, or you're unsatisfied with what you've created so far. I think it's even sadder if you don't do something about it.
100%. And like so many kids my age, like right now, I say, "Oh, I miss school. School is so fun and school is so better." I don't. I miss school at all. No. My life is so much better now. But people, like, they just loved high school because they could just do what they want, really.
Yeah.
They were happy. But why can't you make your life like that now?
For sure. Mm. Well said, Broccoli. Let's end on that.
See you later.